Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I love the hood, but it gets rough. Growing up there, sometimes it gets tough. Especially when mommy's daddy too, and she's trying to make a man of you. But why I complain, that's not what's up.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Colin and Janie, and we're coming to you live here from Hermosa Beach, California. We're just waiting for the lines to fill up a little bit more. But it's a beautiful day here in Hermosa, 85 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. I mean, just absolutely amazing day. No more June gloom, which we've had all last month and started off the beginning of this month. So we're grateful for today. Our topic today is Excuses Be Gone. And that title is actually a audio series in a book from Wayne Dyer that I've been listening to all week. I've listened to it in the past, and I was listening to it again this week. It always gives me great insight. And it kind of tied into a lot of the excuses that we use in order to kind of get in our own way as far as our weight loss is concerned, the weight loss goals are concerned. And also, I read a lot of excuses and get a lot of excuses from people throughout the week, from the phone and from the emails. For their reasons for either not doing the protocol or stopping the protocol or not beginning or one thing or another. And it always hurts my heart because usually the excuse or the reason, though it seems valid to them at the time, I just know that it's, the subconscious mind, the ego getting in the way of them and God, as I say. And our ego is something that, you know, unless we are present, really pretty much runs our life, and its sole purpose is to feed itself and to get in our way. And if we allow it to do so on a daily basis, it'll actually do that. So I wanted to have an open discussion today, and open means you guys on the phone over there on the line chiming in, and let's talk about some of the excuses that you may be using now, you may have used in the past, that could be getting in the way of you reaching your goal or starting the protocol. Anything that we can expose and maybe put into the back burner so we can actually reach the goal that you want to reach. I've heard some, I've had some pretty powerful excuses of my own. I mean, it was funny when we were putting the book together and kind of telling our story and writing it out for the first time and actually telling, we're telling a story we've never really told before. I mean, you talk about from the beginning, middle, and the end. And some of you have heard some parts of the story, but you start to really realize a lot of the excuses that I use. I'll speak for myself, that I used to get in my way as far as my health was concerned, as far as my weight was concerned. It was always something. And when you're reading and writing and all of a sudden you're looking at it from the outside in, it's pretty enlightening. And mine was that I was just a big guy, and I could get away with the weight that I was carrying because I was fortunate. I thought that I carried my weight distributed pretty evenly, and I had big biceps, and people focused on the size of my arms and didn't really focus on the size of the rest of my body, and they made a big deal out of the fact that I had big arms and I was a big guy, and so I was able to con myself into believing that I was just a big guy. So getting fit really wasn't necessary. Until it made itself necessary. So, you know, some of the excuses that I'll read out some of the excuses that I've come across just from readers and from people I've coached and talked to on the phone or from emails, and we'll see if any of these apply to you. And I'm going to open the lines in the middle of this call, so it's not going to be me and Janie here just having a intellectual conversation. You guys there, I really would love you guys to participate and chime in and talk about some of the excuses. And let's have a dialogue, a forum, if you will, and so we can help each other. Expose some of these excuses. Some of the ones that I came across this week alone were I can't afford it, which is, you know, it's a viable excuse, if you will. But, you know, I could definitely understand, because when we first did the protocol, it was in excess of $1,500. Then it came down to like $500-something. But with the internet and some of now with these online pharmacies, you can actually do the protocol for a 26-day phase of the protocol for under $100. I know even in this economy, the people are spending $100 just on the weekend, for dinner for the family or doing something where $100 is spent. And so it all depends on what your priority is. So I don't want to minimize it, because I'm sure there's some people out there that $100 would be just as difficult to come by as 100,000, but also it's easier to chip away at $100. But I mean, so I can't afford is one of them. It's too hard for me. Some people just say, you know what, I don't want to work that hard to lose the weight, which is, you know, that's speaking the truth. I don't like the diet. That was one that I got recently. That's as early as 30 minutes ago. I don't like the diet. It's just too stringent. You know, I like to do something else. But yet the person is struggling, and I know this person personally pretty well for a number of years, and he's been struggling with his weight for as long as I've known him. I can't survive on a 500-calorie diet, but that's also just taking the information of reading the protocol and understanding why it's easy to survive on a 500-calorie diet could solve that question. Nothing works for me. That entitlement of I'm special and that I'm broken and nothing's going to work for me is just, and like I said, I believe a lie that you adopted, like I adopted, I'm just a big guy. You know, I think it's a scam. Some people will say, well, you know, I just think it's a scam. I don't think the ACG stuff works. So I'm not going to try it. I tried something like that before and it didn't work for me. I stopped because I cheated. I stopped because it really was not working for me. I only lost 20 pounds was one that I got this week. It's a big, I'm big boned and my weight won't go beyond a certain weight. My whole family is obese. I thought that was interesting. I'm on my monthly cycle, my TOM, therefore I'm going to get off the protocol or not start the protocol. Just a big guy. That was mine. I threw mine in there. And, it's my genetics. It's just my genes. I just have fat genes. So those are some of the excuses that have been put out there. And like I said, I mean, to everyone, their excuses may be real, but in essence, we know that if it's not the truth, then it's an excuse. So let's see if we can just expose some of that. So I'd like to open up the lines and see which one of you brave souls out there are willing to step up and share with us what excuses you are using now or have used in the past.
And how you got over them.
And how you got past them, if you got past them. And so we can have a dialogue about it. So who out there is willing to, because you're all live if you just open your mouth. So, and just know that, you know, think about the excuse you may be having right this second for why you may not be saying something. And let's see if we can expose that. So I'll be silent for a moment and let somebody chime in.
Hey, Colin.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? This is Ron. I've been emailing you all week.
Yeah, Ron.
Yeah, you know.
Thanks, brother, for stepping up. Tell me one of your excuses if you have one.
It's actually an excuse I started once I started the protocol. It was an excuse to cheat. Because it was so easy just to take a shot and, you know, it'll mysteriously disappear in a day or two. So that was an excuse I used to use to cheat. And, you know, it didn't matter if I gained an extra pound or two because I knew, you know, in a couple of days it was going to be gone. But this past weekend, I kind of did it overboard. And it's taken me longer than I expected to come off. So I've learned my lesson with that excuse.
Okay. That's a good one, Ron. That's a good one because people have played that game. They go, hey, you know, this works pretty well. And they don't realize that all you're doing is yo-yoing back and forth, so you're really standing still. But it seems as if you can get the weight off. But it's one thing about this diet, it's not very forgiving. And if you push the envelope, you'll gain weight, and it won't come off as easy. So I'm glad that you were able to out, my brother. And thanks for pointing that one out because I've used that one myself. So
I love that you use one day to cheat, and it's going to take you anywhere from 3 to 4 days to get back to where you were before you cheated.
Yeah.
Is it worth, is that one bite or that one piece of cake or whatever, is that worth 3 more days, 4 more days of taking shots?
Told you to do it, and you know I did. Why are you trying to put it off on somebody else?
Who else has got an excuse out there that they're using now or they've used in the past? I mean, you may have gotten past this point, which is reason for the conversation, because your whatever you've done to figure it out, your experience could help the rest of us. Anybody else have an excuse out there that's live and well?
My metabolism is non-existent.
Ah, that's good.
Your metabolism is non-existent. And so elaborate on that. Your belief system is that you have a slow metabolism?
Yeah. Pretty much doesn't exist. From dieting since you were 10 years old, after a while, you start thinking, well, wait a minute, my metabolism doesn't even work. I could just look at food and gain weight. So what's the point?
My question would be, first, is have you gone to a doctor to even see if your thyroid's working all right?
Yes.
Okay, and it is? So, okay, now go ahead.
So, yeah, you're saying the thyroid is working all right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, therefore, that kind of blows a hole in your theory.
Right.
Right.
But yet it still works for you.
It did. Not anymore.
It did. All right, so how did you get past that? Did you get past it by getting concrete evidence that you were your subconscious mind was lying to you, or did you just choose to move past that?
Actually, a combination. I finally, actually, to be honest with you, this is the first diet that I was actually able to go on that actually proved to me that was not true.
Oh,
and so from that perspective, yes, because it actually proves to you that you can actually lose weight and you can actually keep it off, whereas other diets that you go on, there's always some kind of flaw in the diet that causes you to regain the weight again. And plus your other mental, you know, issues of failure of trying
right.
the diet so many times also plays into that whole failure process as well. So it's a continuous yo-yo.
Which is another excuse. I have failed at every diet it's usually every diet I've tried has failed me.
Right.
Therefore, why bother try this one?
Right.
That's good. I mean, that's a big one. That's a big one that most people have a hard time taking responsibility for their part in the failure of their dietary process, which is a part of it. I mean, as soon as you can own up or take responsibility for what's going on with you, it's much easier to push past it. So that's a very, very good one. Thank you. Anybody else have an excuse that's live and well?
Hey.
Wait a minute. I want to go back to that one.
Oh, okay. Go. Yeah.
No, if you have that excuse that the last caller was talking about, that this is guaranteed. So if you have that excuse, just know it's yours. It's just an excuse. And however long you want to live that, that's fine if it works for you. But this is guaranteed, 100% guaranteed. You follow this diet, this protocol, to the T, will lose weight. So just acknowledge or be aware that if you're going to hold on to that excuse, looking for it, you're getting something out of being overweight.
Exactly.
Getting something out of me.
Yeah.
Right. And let's talk about the guarantees, because that's kind of interesting, because, I don't think I've ever mentioned this before, but I like that the two pharmacies that I recommend on my site, there's a reason for them. I've been using them for a long time now. They have great prices. But what is really important is I love the fact that they have a money-back guarantee which is I've never seen anywhere on ATG anywhere, that they have a money-back guarantee. It literally says in a ticker tape thing that goes across the site, it says, you know what, we don't want your money. So if you're dissatisfied for any reason, or you feel that this didn't work for you, or you feel that the quality of our ATG is not up to par, we will refund your money. So I think that's interesting that, you know, that the expense, there's no risk as far as trying the protocol. The ATG supplies that we've now taken some steps to actually getting those supplies for cheaper. So in essence, if you bought them and they were returned unused, and then they would be guaranteed as well to be refunded. And I mean, our book that we're putting out, it comes with a 60-day money back guarantee. If you think it's garbage and it doesn't do anything for you, then it's guaranteed. So really, there's no risk factor into trying at least 26 days of this protocol. And the funny thing is, within the first 72 hours, every doubt that you had about this protocol working for you or not working for you will absolutely vanish. Absolutely vanish. Because you will actually see you will see and experience with your own eyes and body the miracle of dropping anywhere from 2 to 7 pounds in one day.
Or more.
And you'll know that it's absolutely, you're seeing it with your own two eyes. You're living the experience. Within the first 72 hours of doing this protocol, you will be a believer. So that's what blows my mind, is that really, whatever excuse that we could have can be literally put to rest within 72 hours. And is it worth a no-money risk, a no-risk financially, and 72 hours of your life to actually change your life? So can you come up with an excuse that you have right now that would beat that? That would be a good one. Ask yourself right now, what excuse can you come up with right now that would actually trump what I just said? That'd be a pretty powerful belief system. Anybody?
No, can't do it.
Can't do it.
Yes.
Hey, this is Heather from Baltimore. Soon to be from
Orlando. Hey, Heather from Baltimore. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are
you? I'm good, thank you. Do you have something that can? Do you have an excuse that can trump that?
I have an excuse that I've been kind of struggling with. I'm actually in phase three, maintaining really well, and I was ready to, after phase four, go start back all over again to phase one. And I'm starting a new job, and this job is going to require traveling. So
okay. That's
kind of like the biggest, fear right now is, you know, how can I possibly maintain and do everything that I need to do while traveling?
Okay, so in essence, it's really not an excuse because you're willing to try it. You just don't know how to do it.
Are you willing to try it?
Okay. Right.
So I mean, I that was the question. I mean, Jamie asked the question. Are you willing to try it?
I am.
Given those limitations. Okay. So, yeah, because we've done that. I mean, I don't know if you were on the last call, but Janie talked about that we went to a Millionaire Minds seminar that was literally 4 days and 13 hours a day. And we had to literally pack our food in a little cooler and go out to our car and eat lunch and eat dinner while everyone else did. They had, like, the nice restaurant in the courtyard, and everybody was eating steak and potatoes and hamburgers and the whole nine yards. And we basically took our little hamburger patties and chicken patties and our salad and went in our car and ate our meals and came back and munched on our apples and literally for 4 days did that and got through the process. Traveling, it's not impossible, but it's more challenging. And basically, it's about figuring out what food choices you have, and then finding places where you are that can get where you can get those food choices.
Or as you prepare them the night before, just know that they might be room temperature or they might be cold, depending on whether you put them in the ice chest or not. It is feasible to do this, and if you could get past, it's only going to be 23 days that I have to do this, and then I'm going to be all right. If you can do it for just those days, you'll get up, stay up late at night to prepare your foods, and then the next day, it's going to be tough.
But also there's another alternative, that if you plan well and you know when you're going to travel, ideally if you have a the ideal number is 21 shots under your belt, that you actually can take a leave of absence up to 8 days, 9 days from the protocol, and basically eat normal, if you will, but basically
eat how you used to,
or basically I would say you try to stay, you don't stay in the 500 calorie diet, but you stay in the foods of the 500 calories. So basically like the maintenance diet. And you can do that for 8 days and then come back to the protocol and resume your shots just like you never left, for people who have to travel under extreme circumstances. So there are ways to actually implement the protocol by planning ahead and starting early enough to where you have those number of shots. And he says ideally 21. In other words, if you're at 14, you're shy of 21, you still can do it. It just may take a little bit longer for your body to kick in. So Heather, there is ways for you to get around it if you have enough time to plan ahead.
Does that make sense?
Oh, great. Yeah, it makes perfect sense, because I was actually using that as an excuse to maybe say, okay, well, maybe I'll just wait until the beginning of the year. But then I was worried that there would be another excuse, and I definitely want to go into another round. So, thank you guys so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and you definitely want to do it while you're motivated. Right. You got the motivation because life happens. You have momentum, and life happens, and we all have experienced life getting in the way of what we want to accomplish, what we want to do. So that's an excellent question / excuse that has just now been put to rest. So that was perfect. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Who else has got a great all lines are open. So if you're on the call, every time a new one pops up, I've unlocked you. So any one of you. That means we'll hear your background and screaming at people and slapping people and all kinds of stuff, too. So, anybody else have an excuse that's reigning live and well, that's either getting in your way or in the way of your success or your starting or your progress?
Hey, Colin.
Yes.
This is Donna in Houston. How are you doing today? How are you doing, Janie?
I'm good. Thanks, Donna.
Hey, Donna in Houston.
Hey. Well, my problem was before I started the protocol was, I guess, just lazy, you know? I know I'm overweight, you know, okay, but, you know, okay, I'm going to start on Monday. Well, Monday rolls around and start at breakfast, and by lunch, diet's over. All right, well, I'll start Monday.
Right.
And, you know, before you know it, a year of Mondays have gone by, and you've gained 25, 30 more pounds. And
right.
I had gone home to visit my family in Indiana for Christmas, and my middle sister looked at me and said, "Ooh, girl, ooh, all that." Then she started doing her hand around, you know, hand up like she's pointing her at my stomach like she's washing a car. Ooh, all that, all up in there. You know. So, yeah, I said, you know, okay, now my family is getting on me. So
right.
After when I got back to Houston, I started looking for stuff, you know, still starting on Monday, but, you know, Monday morning, and by lunchtime, you know, it drifted by the wayside. So it's just fall in a rut, you know, and
got you started.
And then you know, you just, I found HCG on a humbug. I wasn't even looking for it, never heard of it. And when I found it and started doing the research on it, I was like, this is what I need, because I've done the quick weight loss. I was about to do Nutrisystem. Nutrisystem sends me emails every week wanting me to, you know, to join their program. And I found the HCG, and I said, this sounds like something I can do from listening, you know, reading all the blogs and the YouTube videos and all that stuff. I said, I can do this. I talked to a girlfriend of mine and told her about it. She took it and ran with it. She went to a clinic. She went to a clinic, and like you all did, and spent that outrageous amount of money, and then found out that she really could do it on her own. And we've been doing it. We've gotten our friends to do it. We have one friend that is traveling, and this is her first week back on the road, and we're going to see how she does when she gets back in town. But
because,
like you said, it takes a lot of planning. I tell everybody, if you have to have forethought of what you're going to do, so you have to do a lot of planning. But the whole thing with me was just lazy and fell in the rut. You know, I stopped going to the gym. I used to be a gym rat. I used to stop going to the gym, and just life got in the way, and just I just sat back and started chilling and eating ice cream every day and eating cookies every day.
Let me ask you something. You saw but something switched inside of you that when you suddenly, like I said, you weren't looking for the HCG. It kind of popped up at you.
Right.
What was the shift? And do you remember what that felt like? The shift from, you know what? I'm not lazy. I'm not going to sit here any longer. And I'm actually going to take action, because that's the power. The power is when you shifted and decided to take action.
Yeah, you're not
going to. Absolutely. I don't know. I think it was just something about the whole protocol, because I read Pounds and Inches, and I just said, you know, this is doable. I mean, it's just this light came on, and it's been on for me ever since. I'm on phase four. Actually, by right, I could start phase two again. Actually, could have started yesterday, but I'm leaving, going to Indiana again for a family reunion, so I decided I'd wait till I get back. But I've been through phase three, no problem. I'm on phase four, no problem. So it just clicked, and I don't know when the light bulb moment, the aha moment, like Oprah says, I don't know when that actually happened, but I know after I read the protocol, that's when it started to change for me. And then people saw the change in me, and they wanted to know what happened.
Right.
Everybody that asked me, I tell them. And so far I think I've gotten probably about five or six people started and getting ready to get a couple of more started, because I tell them, if you work it, it works for you. Like you said, it does not fail. Only the individual can fail it.
Right.
That's it. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
And that's you paying it forward and changing lives right there. And that's really what this is all about.
I turn everybody on to your website. So you have very good information. I told one lady today, I said, you know, if you have your, you know, free, check out the radio show, because, you know, some good information is going to be dropped that can help you get started. Because she ordered her HCG today, so she, you know, has the time, you know, to get to prepare. So I told her she needs to start listening to your blogs and listening to your radio show, reading the blogs, you know, going on the YouTube and getting the information to get your mind right. Because that's it. 90% of this thing is getting your thoughts together and getting your mind right to go in there. And then once you get in it, it's so easy, because everybody I know that's done this thing, and I'm sorry to be a hog on your time and everything, but, you know, we all start off saying, well, I want to lose 30 pounds. Well, I did 30, and my 30 turned to 47, and right now it's at 52.
Oh, mate. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you know what?
Everybody's like that. We have a guy started, one of my friends, her brother started on it. He started on it last Monday. First week he dropped 12 pounds. He said, well, all I want to do is 25. I said, you saying that now, but if you want to lose 40, it'll be easy to do. He's been doing like you, Colin. He's been in negative calories. He works out in the morning, and then he does his 500 calorie diet, and he's steady in negative calories. So last time I talked to him, I think it was Sunday, he had done 12 pounds, and it hadn't even been a week.
That's great. That's great. And you're so true about how your vision shifts. I mean, originally I was pushing close to 240. I was at 235, 236. Then my goal was just to get, if I could get to 200, man. My demon weight was like breaking below 200. And Daniel will tell you, I was obsessed with getting under 200. Went to 197, then went to 193. And then went back up to, you know, kept going back and hitting 200 again. And now I'm on my way to breaking 190. That is my next goal. I would not be under 190 in my adult life.
Exactly.
That means the last time I was in the 180s, I was 17 years old in high school. So just to go to tell you that the goal that you start with and the goal that you end up ending with, it can be light years apart. But what happens is that this diet brings up possibility, because all of a sudden you see that it's possible. All of a sudden you see there's a new you underneath the you that you've been running around with for the last 5-10 years, and you go, wait a minute, and guess what, there's another person underneath that. And I'm curious what I will look like at 189 pounds, you know. No idea, but I'm excited about it because it's actually feasible. I see it happening before my 49th birthday, so I mean, that which is next month.
And
so that's
great,
pretty cool,
by the way. You look great.
Ah, thank you, thank you, thank you. I wasn't plugging for plugs, but I'll take them. Thank you. So who else? Thank you, Donna. That was awesome. Who else out there has got an excuse that's been holding them back or that you've gotten past that you can empower the rest of us? Because that's what this is about. It's about us sharing our triumphs and our anguishes and our obstacles. Who else out there? What another brave soul out there? I see you on the line. There's a bunch of you.
Hey, Colin. It's me, Ron, again.
Ron, what's up, buddy?
Yeah. No, Ron.
Ron. Sorry. It's me, Ron, you said. What's up, Ron?
You know, my job. See, I'm a police officer. And much like you, starting at 235, my starting weight was 240. And I never wanted to be the small guy, you know. I didn't want to get too small for the streets, if you understand what I mean.
Right.
But after looking at your before and after pictures, I'm so glad you put them up because I've done every diet and every exercise plan, and I've been trying to find somebody who kind of had the same body type I did because I would love to see some afters, you know. I was so tired of taking before pictures, I got tired of it. But after I saw your after picture, I said, man, he looks more intimidating at 193 than he did at 235.
Ain't that the truth? That was my thing too, but I didn't want to get scrawny. I thought that if I got into the 190s that I would be scrawny, and actually that was the complete opposite. So I didn't know what to expect either. I mean, it's you know, but like I said, for me, I had no choice. I mean, you, if you have a wife that walks around with, you know, looking like she's ripped the heck, you know, I have no choice, man. If I want to stand up next to her, I had to do something. So she was my inspiration and still is. So, but thank you for that, man. And that's true. And that's why it's so important that I've had so many promises for before and after pictures, and I've gotten a few recently, which I thank you guys for. But it's because of the fact that the exact reason. People want to identify with somebody that they can, so they can see where their possibility is. And I can't tell you that, Ron, what you've said, I can't tell you how many brothers, how many guys have called and said, you know what, I kind of am built like you, so I'm trying this because I can see the possibility of me transforming my body and looking like you or better. And that makes you feel good because, in fact, without that transformation, they may not have tried the protocol. So that's why having everybody from every age group. I had a lady to send me some pictures today that is, you know, older than me, and she definitely made a huge transformation. And we're going to be posting her picture. She told me to hold off because she's got her final stage photos coming up in a week or so. So she wanted to have the very last one up. But I mean, she's tickled pink with her progress, and she made huge progress. And, you know, so it's like every age group, male, female, especially for the ladies, they like to see same as the guys. They like to see women that have similar body type. People ask about Janie's before and after photos, and to be honest with you, the very first time, she didn't take any picture, the first protocol. The second protocol, she is so lean naturally that you look at them and you go, well, okay, I don't know where you lost 15 pounds from. But
I do. My pants do. Yeah, her, my size does.
Yeah, for her, she wanted to get from her size set, what, size 6s to size 4s?
It doesn't matter, but I went from a very curvaceous, what I thought was a curvaceous body and very muscular, to I've taken the HCG and I've lost the saddlebags, what I thought were saddlebags on my legs, and it's more, I have more of that up and down.
Yeah, she says she's got a she says she's got a boy's body now.
Yeah, smaller legs.
She's got a boy's
all relative. It's all relative for everybody.
Right.
For every shape, for every size, for every gender, for every age, it's all relative.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, and like I said, when people say, "Well, I only lost 20 pounds" or "I only lost 50 pounds," I mean, 20 pounds, 50. I don't remember the last time I lost 20 pounds on a weight loss diet. It took me 90 days, and I think that was the Body for Life. I did the Body for Life challenge back in 2002 and busted my butt, and I had to do it for a little over 90 days.
And I still didn't drop it.
I still didn't get close to where I am today. So, you know, when people say I only lost 20 pounds, I'm like, 20 pounds in 30 days or 23 days is a huge accomplishment on any standard. And that's why I say, you know, having an attitude of gratitude versus gripe will take you a long way with this protocol, because every ounce you lose, you should be grateful for. So is anyone else out there? Thanks, Ron, again, for sharing. Does anyone else out there have a obstacle or excuse that they've been using that they want to get rid of today? They want to purge into the excuse bonfire?
Nobody? I know you have one. I can see it because we've heard from what? Heather, Ron, Donna, the other Donna from Virginia. And there's a good 10, 12 of you on there that aren't accounted for. Just saw a hand come. Someone came in line. Hand went up. Do you have an excuse?
Yes. Your day didn't go well. Feel like things going to shit. So you might as well cheat.
All right. There you go. That's a powerful one because powerful one. So you said your day is going well, and then it might as well cheat.
No, it's not going well. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket, so you tend to back off on your eating regimen.
Right, so that's like an emotional response to having, basically.
Yes, basically.
And isn't that crazy that whenever we already feel bad about where we're at physically, physically, emotionally, health wise, and yet the worst. Well, the more we sabotage ourselves, the make ourselves feel the worst. It doesn't make any sense, but we've all done it. I'm huge at guilty of that myself, and that's a real powerful one. And that one is is understanding the triggers of the emotional eater, and finding a tool and how to deal with that emotion that those emotional triggers, find some peace.
Now, are you going through this, or did you go through this and did you overcome it?
I'm going to do that not today, so it's really rough. Going through the day, it was really a hard day, and I went and did something else that I shouldn't have done. I was baking, of course, just over it. And I gave away the goods. I did cheat taking bites of that item that I did bake.
Okay. Okay.
It's okay. You know what you did that's awesome is that you're speaking it, and you're on this call, which holds you accountable to some degree, and I think that you just did an awesome job.
Yeah.
Really. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, and taking responsibility for cheating and moving past it is huge. I can't tell you how many people that when they don't take responsibility, it starts to derail them. It literally starts to take them apart piece by piece, and within a matter of days, they're done because they can't live with themselves for whatever reason. And it's not the end of the world, man. Cheating is just a part of life, and you move past it. And I just look at it this way that it may cost you an extra day or two of weight loss, but in the scheme of things, by the time you reach the end, you still would have been much better off than when you started. And are you still gonna continue with the protocol?
Of course. This is one of the best protocols that I have ever actually been forced to do. It looked like any other starvation kind of diet that I've ever been through. I don't know if anybody is kind of familiar with the Bernstein diet and everything like that. This time I went through something like it. For some reason it was harder than this. And for some reason this seems to be simpler and a hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah, hell of a lot cheaper.
A hell of a lot cheaper, but it's simpler. And I think it's basically the same protocol. The food is the same. They give you shots. They call it 12 vitamins, but I'm now getting to realize it's B12, looks like this, but they weren't telling you it was this, because
right.
I can remember going for B12 shots, and I've never got that result that they said that I would have if I just had shots. So,
right.
One, they never tell you to take, so the whole, the mindset of I can do it myself, I can do it on a decent budget, and and not dealing yourself in those stuff, it's good to see that drop every single day. If you can, jack to 2, I would. But,
right. your line is breaking up a little bit. I'm not sure if it's your cell phone or what, but we got most of that, but part of it faded out.
I have a question for you.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
Are you aware? Are you aware that when you have a crappy day that you turn to food to give you temporary
comfort,
relief?
I am aware now when I was aware before. Before, I always believed that I would be on the diet for such a long time and get such minimal results that it was frustrating to me to the point of saying even if I was eating normally, I gained practically back the whole thing I lost. So I think it was the kind of diet that's on that conditioned me. I believe if I didn't see things at the time, always bounce back emotionally, start eating.
So do you have right now, you're getting back on the bandwagon, which is great. In a week, you have a bad day. What could or would stop you from taking that cheat bite?
A walk. I mean, usually now, myself in a better control, except today I didn't, but because it's especially frustrated. But usually when I have my walk in the morning, I'm able to, like, fend off. Usually I'm in a better place when I do exercise. So when I don't exercise, I think it's vulnerable. Even though they tell you not to exercise on this whole regimen, it puts you in a better frame of mind, I think. Even if you don't see the weight off because of your exercise, emotionally, I think it helps.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Absolutely does. That's excellent. Excellent, excellent answer. And I also want to let you guys know that I know I talked about on the last call, talked about meditation and how I highly recommend it. Well, on our website, under it says our products, I actually loaded Wayne Dyer's Japa meditation, the morning meditation, and the nighttime meditation. So you actually can go there and hit the play button and listen to the meditation. So some of you, if you're at work or at your office and you're getting that stressful day and things are going lousy, I recommend it. Even though it's called the morning meditation, it can be done anytime, anywhere. It's 20 minutes. You can even do it for 5 or 10 minutes. But it's there because it's a huge tool. It's been a huge tool in our lives. And one thing I love about Wayne Dyer is his mentality is like, you know what, if it's mine and you guys, it's going to help you, go ahead and use it. So I don't feel guilty having it on the site. Even though some of you download and pay for, I mean, his mentality is, you know what, if it's going to help people, let it use it. So it's there on the site. It's under our products tab. And it's called the morning. It's got the introduction to the morning meditation, the actual morning meditation, and the introduction to the nighttime meditation, the actual nighttime meditation. I highly recommend that you guys use that tool while you're even going, trying to get into the protocol or you're on the protocol, because it will bring you peace when your triggers are trying to expose themselves, when your subconscious mind is trying to rear its ugly head.
Or stop it.
Or it'll shut it down pretty quick. So I see a flag up here. I had to close the lines up because of the back feed, so I'm opening up. But there's a hand up here with the last four digits, 6681. Did you have something to add to the conversation?
I just wanted to tell you guys hi and that I'm here. It's Kelly from Minnesota.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
How you doing?
Good. First radio show I got to listen to, so it was good. It was a good radio show.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're here. Thanks, Kelly. Kelly's been helping us out with our website. She's awesome. So those little PDFs you see on the site that you can actually now download and click on and not have to print out and fill out and do all kind of stuff and read, and she's been doing that stuff for us. So we're really, really very grateful. So who else has got an excuse out there who's been holding back? This has been great. This is the first phone call that we've actually had where we've actually been able to have more than just a Q&A session, that we've interacted throughout the phone call, which I think is huge, because like I said, I want to hear from you guys. You know, I just by, you know, doing this show every Wednesday and just by reading the emails and responding to emails and doing the YouTube videos, I'm kept accountable for the progress that I've made. And you know, it's funny, if I look at people, you know, people that are I guess personal trainers, and they've reached their goal at some point in time, but now they're back out of shape. And I, for some reason, I go, you know what, that to me is, you got to walk your walk and you got to walk your talk. And so I thank you guys, because I'm held accountable for for you guys being here. So it keeps me thin and keeps me healthy, keeps me on track. So I appreciate it. So accountability works both ways. So these excuses and exposing them will help all of us, you know, get past our triggers. So anybody have any other questions? We have 15 minutes left, so we can use it wisely.
Yeah, it's myself again. A question I want to ask, with this whole regimen, the way you're going through it, I understand that you go through it the first 6 weeks, you're supposed to be, 43 days, what comes first, you're supposed to be strict. Now, when you are weaning yourself off and going on to reset your hypothalamus, you know what I'm saying, I can't even properly.
Hypothalamus, yeah.
Gland. Okay, for the 3 weeks, right?
Right.
Can you go right after the 3 weeks? Can you back right on the program again? Because I was looking at Kevin Trudeau, like, the whole thing. And he's, you don't have to really for 6 weeks. You can do the 3 weeks, and then back. Continue to do through your whole thing until you've reached that goal weight that you're looking for.
Yeah, if I understand your question correctly, like I said, you are breaking up a little bit. Once you've gone through the 3 weeks of maintenance, can you go back to doing your phase one and
yes.
phase two again? Basically, we do another protocol. And the answer is, is that the question?
Yes, it is the question.
And in essence, yes, but you definitely want to spend at least 1 week minimum. It's technically you're supposed to be a total of 8 weeks before you can go back and do the protocol again. But you want to have at least 1 week of absolutely normal eating, which means basically you've introduced the carbs and the sugar back into your diet, so you don't have an you don't build an ultra sensitivity to these things because you haven't put them back into your diet. So, and the best way to test your stabilization is coming out of the gate now and being able to eat relatively normally. Now, normally will be basically, I think, a shift in your eating habits, because once you've gone through this protocol and you've detoxed yourself and you know what food tastes like again and you've gotten rid of the preservatives and the sugar, most of us have found it very difficult to just go back hog wild and just start eating crap. I mean, even the load days, once you do another phase, are usually extremely difficult to get to those 2 days of eating high-fat, high-sugar foods because you're just not used to it. So I would just say I recommend, yes, at least 1 week of back to eating normal, that means putting normal starches and normal sugars into your diet, which would lead into your load days as well.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, because, like they said, I've got a few pounds to take off. Okay, I'm 3 cycles if I can do 25 pounds off. And I'm really thinking I could do the 3 weeks and keep doing that until I get to my goal and then go through that maintenance goal, complete the 6 weeks altogether, and wherever you go.
Okay, wait. I'm trying to get that again because it's really breaking up bad. All right, so you're saying you can go through the 3 weeks, 3 weeks of maintenance, and do what again? I'm sorry.
And then go through the protocol until I reach my goal weight.
Oh yeah, yes.
And
ideally, that's the way it's supposed to be. Ideally, that's the way it's supposed to be done. And a lot of people do not do the protocol. We had this call last week about that. That the goal of this protocol is not just for you to lose weight to where you feel comfortable. It is actually for you to basically use up your entire abnormal fat stores, reset your hypothalamus at the weight set point of where your body was designed to be at, and then move on with your life from that point on. So if that takes doing the protocol 3 or 4 times to get through all your entire fat stores, that's the correct way of completing this protocol successfully. Many people just lose the weight, they get into the size that they thought that they wanted to be in, and they still have excess fat in the body, and they go on from there and they end up gaining some of the weight back, or if not all the way back. And I think it's because of the fact that your body knows exactly where to go store that fat. It's not all gone. So it goes right back to where it's used to doing. So
then what stopped it from going say that you got down to what you did to get to. I was thinking that this was supposed to be the be-all, the end-all of all dieting, as far as I'm concerned. So to say that you get rid of most of your fat storage and you don't end up getting back like that weight.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer that from my experience. It is going to be a life change, a way of eating. It's going the 23 days that you're going through that first phase, you're basically, as Colin has already said before, you're detoxing your body of the chemicals, of the refined sugars that you are used to putting in your body and probably have for years, which has messed up your whole hypothalamus gland anyway. So once you go through that whole detox, your body is switching over. So if you get off the protocol and you're at your ideal weight per se, and then all of a sudden you open the beast and you have a candy bar, and what's the big deal? I will guarantee, unless you are just Wonder Woman or Superman, that if you do not stop there or if you don't stop there, you will continue to eat the way you did that got you to where it is that you are taking the HCG in the first place. So this is definitely going to be a life change as far as your eating habits. And what am I putting in my body? Is it healthy for me? Do I want to put that refined sugar in my mouth? Do I want to eat the processed foods? And if you do, and you get back on eating the processed foods and the refined sugar, you will gain the weight back. It's inevitable. Guaranteed.
Yeah. I mean, so what makes it the end-all, be-all diet is simply because of the fact, number one, there's never been a protocol out there that actually that allowed you to get rid of all of your excess stored fat. I mean, most people have never been able to tap into that completely, which means it's always been there's always a weight problem still lingering around. But what happens is that you're opening up your optical reticulate. It really is a conscious. You have to have a conscious, almost self-sabotaging type mentality to go back to the foods because you don't have a craving for it. I mean, literally, it's almost like being a heroin addict, and I always use these drug metaphors because to me they're the clearest things for people to see. It's being a heroin addict, kicking the habit, and you don't have a craving for it. You've moved on with your life, and then someone comes and injects you with heroin, and all of a sudden it awakens the beast within, and next thing you know, within a matter of a short few weeks or months, you're full-blown junkie again.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You're not going to have a craving for the donuts and the sugar and the high starchy carbs. You're literally going to have to kind of go, you know what? I'm going to put that in my mouth because I really don't want it, but I'm going to put it in there anyway. Because I'm telling you that we've been off this protocol for quite some time. And the only times that it's ever been very challenging and where we've awakened the beast has been on a vacation in foreign parts of the world where everything's a buffet full of desserts or this, that. And we go, oh, well, you know, it's dessert. Let's have one or two. And like I said, you're allowed to have things on occasion that you want. But if you don't know who you are, and if you don't know...
If you're not conscious of why you're putting whatever in your mouth.
Right. If you're not conscious of why you're doing it, especially if you're choosing to eat it because you're conscious, that's one thing. If you're eating subconsciously or that emotional eating that happens, if you're not beating that beast, then you're going to awaken the beast within and end up having a problem with the weight again.
So I'm not saying that you can't have chips again or you can't have a Snickers bar again. I'm just saying be conscious
why you're
one, why you're eating it, and two, how much you eat it in the future if you do. Does that make sense?
It makes enough sense. That I do believe that I've seen you really away, but you've lost that weight. Did your skin, like, was it tight, flappy, like, to do with
skin?
Yeah.
For me, when I first did the protocol, it wasn't tight. Now, and I'm sure it's my age. I'm getting up in age. So when I did lose the 20 pounds that I lost, my skin was a little droopy. But what I figured out is the weight training comes back into play. If you're walking and you're not used to it, or you're running and you're not used to it, your muscle is going to build, which is going to stretch out that skin. I don't know how much sag one has, but it is feasible to tighten your skin back up. For me, that's my own experience.
Yeah, okay. But I think also to add to that is that she had started to build back the muscle, especially in her legs and in her arms,
mm-hmm.
the skin that was really wasn't that visibly loose, but it was. She thought she was soft, basically tightened up around the muscles that you build. So, but as far as extreme, I mean, people that have had extreme amounts of weight to lose, if you're talking about the saggy skin that comes, you know, from people that you've
mm-hmm.
seen that had surgery and they lost a lot of weight and they have just pounds and pounds of skin hanging, that does not occur on this protocol because your body's shrinking at the same time evenly around your body, so you don't see these excess pockets of fat. And I have not seen anyone that has had it afterwards that's done the protocol.
Okay.
You might want to ask Houston. She said she dropped how much?
50 something pounds. Yeah. Hey, Donna from Houston, do you have skin sagging from all over the place? Oh, I got to unlock the. Not that's a kind of a personal question.
Now that
we're friends and everything. We got 4 minutes left, too. I know there's one other person had their hand up. But real quick, is that a yes or a no?
It does tighten up. I still do, only because I still have more to go as far as weight loss. But it did tighten
right.
up my skin as I lost the weight. So, in other words, it wasn't sagging, you know, at the end of the 50 pounds. I was a lot smaller, but I have still have excess fat to continue to lose, so it's there. But
right.
it will be gone when that's gone.
Okay. All right, cool.
All right.
Thank you. And we have a hand up, and I think your last four digits are 9948. If you have something, you're live. If you have something you'd like to add, you have 4 minutes. Speak now.
Okay, my number is 3420.
All right, 3420. Your hand's up too. You can go.
Okay. All right. I know we're pressed for time, so I'll make it quick. I have run into a problem when I first started this 29 days ago. I started with the homeopathic drops,
right.
And then after doing more research, I decided I wanted to do the injections. So I ordered from Pharmacy Escrow. Long story short, I still haven't received it. I finally got a message yesterday, which it was 31 days since the day I had ordered it. It had been sent back to Hong Kong. Okay, I've got all that straightened out. My question is, how do I handle this until the 2 or 3 more weeks go by to before I get the HCG to start on my injections? What should I do? Because I've been on the homeopathic drops now for, like I said, 29 days.
Right.
Should I keep taking those? Should I go off, do a 3-week maintenance? You know, I don't know because what's your advice on that?
Okay, well, first of all, how is that you chose to go off of the homeopathic? I probably know why, but what is your reason for going off of it?
Well,
you got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Did it stop
working for you, basically?
It's very inconvenient to me to have to wait 10 minutes to take a
okay.
drop after I eat or drink because I drink constantly water. I did before I started this. So it's very inconvenient to do that when I'm at work, and then I have a set time to take lunch, so I have to make sure I put the drops before I eat lunch. It was just so I said I would rather do the shots, and I think I would get a better result.
I would go to phase three, increase your calories back to, you know, the 1,000 calories, and whatever your end weight is right now, times 11.
I have lost 17 pounds, by the way.
Okay, well, that's good. 17. And how many days? 29 days?
29 days.
Okay. You have two choices. Either continue with the homeopathic drops or your shots, get here and just switch over. But I think for the purposes of cleaning out your body, I would go into maintenance. So you're increasing your calorie intake to 1,000 calories or whatever. You take your whatever your current weight is now times 11, and that is your maximum daily calories. And then basically you want to just kind of divide it up. So you don't 90 seconds. You don't want to go from 500 to 1,200. So if your maximum calories are 1,600 based on your weight, you want to go to 1,000, then 1,400, then 1,600 over the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
But eating clean. That means still no sugar, no starch until it's time for you to actually load again. And you will have to load again once you get your shots.
Okay, so I will have to load again. Okay.
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 All right, pal. That's a lot. Like I said, I've only got like 2 more days of the drops left, and I would be completely out anyway because I should.
All right,
have
that's perfect.
Other.
That works perfect. All right, guys, we're basically coming down to 54 seconds. This has been a great call. If you have any other excuses, can you please email them to me at colin.watson22@gmail.com or the 8cgdietcoach@gmail.com, hcgdietcoach@gmail.com, and we will post those excuses on the blog, and I'll do a video blog or put it on my written blog, and we'll talk about them then. Now we got a whole bunch of hands up again near the end of the call, but we got 25 seconds. I do appreciate you guys. You did a great job interacting on the call. Definitely go to the website and check out the Japa meditation. Try it. Just try it. Even tonight, I mean, it's such a great thing to go to bed with. Try it in the morning diet or try the Japa morning meditation. You'll love it. And God bless you. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.